Where do we feel anger? Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4 and our oldest students who are 86. And this month we are talking about anger management. And today I want to talk about what it feels like in our body. You know, last week we kind of defined what anger looks like and how sometimes we use the word angry to just describe a whole host of negative feelings, right? Frustration, sadness, anger, of course, disappointment, those kinds of things. We just don't know quite where it all fits, and angry just becomes kind of the catch-all word for how we're feeling. But, you know, when we're actually truly angry, when we're actually truly upset and mad and things just start going our way, right? How does it feel in our bodies? What is what happens that can give us some clues as to how we're actually feeling, right? Maybe you clench your fists and you just have all of your muscles get all tight, right? Your fists are clenched, your biceps are clenched, you're standing there and you're almost shaking because you're just so angry and you don't know what to do with it, okay? Maybe what winds up happening is that you have this response of like, I just need to get away from this situation right now. I am so angry. I need to go away from wherever I am at this moment in time. And you feel this sense of like, I need to go. Like I need to, it's called the flight or fight response, right? Maybe you're the kind of person who, when you get super angry, you fly. You're like, get me out of here. I don't want to feel this way. Maybe you have some kind of twitch or a response like that. Sometimes when I get super angry, my knee starts bouncing and I start shifting from side to side because I can't sit still anymore because I'm getting super angry. And that might be how your body reacts. Maybe your jaw clenches and your teeth are together and you get all this tightness right through here because you're just like, oh my goodness. Or maybe your face gets flushed and you feel hot. That could be that kind of response. You feel your pulse beating super strong in your body. All of these things could be indicators of feeling angry. All of these things could be your body's way of saying, hey, wait, this is how you're feeling right now. And in order to manage that feeling, we need to recognize it as it's happening, right? It can't be a surprise. We need to start finding the small things that lead up to the bigger reaction, behavior, whatever it might be for you, so that you can cut it off before it happens. You know, maybe if you're watching your kids and they tend to throw things when they get angry. Kids do. They tend to throw things when they get angry. Watch and see what they do right before they throw it. Maybe that can be your, hey, did you know you do this? And you can help them learn how to manage their anger that way. Watch your significant other too. See what happens right before they get angry. Hey, did you know this happens right before this blows up and you're yelling and upset? It could be helpful for somebody to point that out. Don't do it in the middle of them being angry though, because they won't be very receptive to it. Find a different time when they're calm and they're able to hear from you, right? Same thing with our kids. They're not receptive when they're throwing things. But, you know, wait until they're a little calmer and then you're like, you know, I noticed you were super angry and you threw your Legos across the room. Here's what I watched happen right before it. Did you feel that before that happened? What can you do? What do you think we can do? Help them problem solve it. Because when we're teaching anger management, we have to give them grace. We have to give them forgiveness. And we also have to help them recognize tools so that they can work to manage their own big feelings and big emotions. And as that goes along, then they can input some calming strategies. They can input some awareness. They can input some things that can happen before they get to the I'm super angry and about to erupt moments, so that they can stay in some self-control and stay cognizant of their feelings as they're going through things. So when we're talking about anger management, you know, it's labeling it, but it's also recognizing what's happening in our own bodies right before we get super duper angry. Thanks. And I'll see you on the mat.